Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14, verses 27 and 31. The title of this discourse is here, Christ, the Great Divide. Christ, the Great Divide. What do I mean? Well, if you look at verse 27, in my version, it says, you will all fall away, Jesus told them. You will all fall away. But some versions, the Authorized Version, for example, the King James Version, and the New King James, I believe, they have it, you will all fall away because of me. And you certainly have that in Matthew's account, Matthew 26 and verse 31. And this is the point I want to make. Why will they fall away? What is the sticking point? What is the crunch point? Where does the rubber hit the road, as the Americans say? Where does the crunch come? Where's the biting point here? It's Christ. It's not religion. Men can stomach religion, but it's Christ. You will all fall away because of me, because of being associated with me, because if you have to stand for me and with me and by me, then it's me, Christ, the one that is the sticking point, is the great divide. And it's not only in verse 27. Look at verse 30. I tell you the truth, Jesus answered. He's speaking to Peter. Today, yes, tonight, before the cock crows twice, you yourself, you Peter, yes, you will disown religion. No. You will disown me. Me. It's me, you see. You see, persecution by religious people, persecution of believers, persecution by the world, by the communists and so on in the past, persecution, and in the present too, wherever it's going on, is not simply persecution of believers or the church or whatever. Remember what Christ says to Paul on the Damascus Road, Saul of Tarsus, Acts chapter 9, verse 4. You're persecuting the believers. No, he didn't say that, but he was. You're harrying the believers to death. He didn't say, that's true, but that's not the point. Why do you persecute me? You see, Christ is the crunch point. Don't you find this, believer, in witness and testimony? You can talk about chapel or church or religion or whatever it is. You can talk about creed or confession. You can talk about these things. You can talk around the subject. But it's Christ, isn't it? It's Christ is the crunch point. It's the crunch point in our testimony. It's where we're the weakest, where we give in. It's what we must preach and proclaim, or he is what we must preach and proclaim. And it is the divide between men, those in Christ and those out of Christ in Adam. Peter puts it explicitly in his first letter and chapter 2. He speaks of God laying a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone. And the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Of course, that stone is Christ. And this is what Peter says, verse 7 of chapter 2 of 1 Peter. Now to you who believe, to those of you who are trusting Christ, relying upon him, this stone, this Christ, is precious. That's your reaction to Christ. That's what you think of Christ. What think ye of Christ is the test. Remember Newton's hymn. You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him, you see. But to those who do not believe, says Peter, to those who do not believe, what about them? The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and the stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. Can you see the two reactions? Some people build on Christ, and some people stumble over him. Christ is their foundation, or Christ is their crusher. Which is it for you, my friend? Are you resting on the Lord Jesus, believing in him, knowing your salvation is all tied up in him and found in him? Is Christ precious to you? Or what think you of Christ? The vast wall of Christ, I think, nothing to me, nothing. Uh-oh. Some take him this, some take him that. No, no. But to me, he's my meat and my drink, said Newton. He's my life, my all, my saviour, my deliverer. Well, that's the great divide. It will divide all the people listening to me. And whoever listens to this now and in the future, that person is the great divide. You're either for me, says Christ, or against me. Ah, well, I'm agnostic, I'm neutral. Rubbish. You're either for or against. Which is it, my friend? Oh, that it should be. Christ is my all and all. Colossians 3:11, Christ is all. May that be true for each one of us. Amen.